From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. A new reported beheading by the Islamic State group is being investigated. The White House says U.S. analysts are working to authenticate a purported Islamic State video showing the apparent beheading of Japanese hostage Kenji Goto. A White House statement Saturday was released shortly after the video was posted on the Internet. It said, quote, "We stand in solidarity with our ally, Japan," and also called for the immediate release of all remaining hostages held by the extremist group. Japan was also seeking authentication and said it strongly condemns the video. The Japanese cabinet was set to hold an emergency meeting. The new beheading video appeared 2 days after the latest deadline by IS militants demanding the release of an Iraqi prisoner. Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support Saturday acknowledged defeat and retreat from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. A U.S. commander coordinating allied airstrikes targeting extremist fighters confirmed the Kurdish victory. In a statement, Lieutenant General James Terry said further coalition airstrikes will back Kurdish fighters in their push to drive the militant force from surrounding areas near Syria's northern border with Turkey. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal. The talks in Minsk broke up after several hours. A ceasefire the sides agreed to in September was repeatedly violated and collapsed completely last week when rebels announced the start of a new offensive designed to expand their territory. Shelling in the strategic transport hub of Debaltseve killed 12 civilians Saturday. This is VOA News. Following terror attacks against military targets in the northern Sinai several days ago, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has ordered the restructuring of Egypt's military command structure east of the Suez Canal. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cut short a trip to attend an African Union summit in Addis Ababa and chaired a meeting of top military commanders Saturday. He unified the army's command structure in the Sinai to better deal with the current conflict. Addressing a crowd of armed forces personnel, Mr. Sisi insisted Egypt would win its battle against terrorism. He says that this confrontation is difficult, intense, and bitter, and the struggle will be long and costly for all Egyptians. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The African Union is moving forward with a request for a military force to stop the spread of the Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. VOA's Gabe Joselo reports from Addis Ababa.
African Union Commissioner for Peace and Security, Samail Cherghi, said the first meetings on the formation of a 7,500-troop force to confront Boko Haram will take place in Cameroon in the coming days.
We will have, indeed, the challenge of financing this force, and discussions are ongoing, and for us, indeed, the best will be within the assessed contributions of UN.
The AU Peace and Security Council has requested a multinational African force to conduct operations against the Islamist group, seen as an increasing threat to the country's neighbors, in particular Cameroon and Chad. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe deflected concerns that his election as chairperson of the African Union could cause friction with the West. Speaking to reporters, Mugabe said he is not concerned with how the West may perceive his leadership.
What the West will say or do, that's not my business. My business is to ensure that the decisions that we have arrived at here are implemented, and they are all decisions which have to do with the development of Africa.
A drone strike hit a car in Yemen Saturday, killing four suspected al-Qaeda militants, according to tribal officials. The attack occurred in the southern province of Shabwa, a stronghold of al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. This is the second such strike in a week. The United States is the only country known to be operating drones in Yemen. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.